morning. What is the meaning?
So it's actually become an expression of greeting. Literally, of course, it means that I'm pleased to see you. Happy to meet you. Good morning.
Anyone else?
In English, when we say goodbye, that means God be with you. So God conscious.
Good morning to you.
One trick, one thing, and another trick.
Good morning means, because it's English word. In England, every morning is bad morning. Because it's cloud. When they see one day cloud is here, they say good morning. Really, a good soul means when there is no Maya, then he is good.
Cloud.
Maya is cloud. So, what is that cloud? The cloud is where the soul desires to become the master. That is cloud. ভুলিয়া যি ভগবান ইচ্ছা করে পাশেতে মায়া তারে জাপটি আর ধরে
Molecules of hydrogen, one molecule of oxygen.
So, anywhere there is water, that formula is applicable.
Yeah.
So, within the dab, there is water.
Yeah.
So, who supplied the chemical?
Within the dab?
Yeah.
The chemist. The creating chemist.
So, that is our theologies. What is their explanation?
They say the water is from the ground by the roots, is drawn up to the dove.
I understand that. But the chemical has been supplied from the root?
Yeah. It's like when there is no water, they said the tree will die.
Hmm?
When there is no rain, the plant life cannot live. So they say that the water drawn from the root to nourish the plant.
withdrawn, then the question will be, how the water is drawn?
Well, each tree has a system of like tubes through which the water is
drawn. But as soon as there is system, system is done by somebody.
Mm. Nature.
Nature, Mother Nature.
Yes. Then Mother Nature, why does not allow you to draw water from the ground? Then Mother Nature has got sense.
Why, Mother Nature doesn't let us draw water?
Yes, we cannot draw water.
From the well we find water?
No.
The mouth, yes.
Not like the tree. Trees are called padapa. Padapa means it draws water from the left. But why you cannot draw water? By the leg. Why you draw water by the hand?
It's nature's arrangement. They say that nature has a simple desire to see that the species is propagated.
Anywhere, nature has arranged like that. Just try to understand. The tree is meant to draw water from the legs. But you cannot. You have to draw water from the hands. Quite different. As there is discrimination, there is sense. You should, it is nature's order, the arrangement, that you shall draw water from the hand, and the tree shall draw water from the legs. So as there is different arrangement, there is distinction. Why I am allowed to draw water by the hand and the tree is allowed to draw water from the legs?
It is evolution.
Whatever it may be, there is distinction. As soon as there is evolution, then evolution means there is also some arrangement that you shall act like this, that you shall act like this.
Some people already believe, well, we already have so much water. It's like when we sweat, there's already water there.
But
no,
why?
No question is wrong.
Why do you draw water? Why do you do water? No other source. If you have got water, if you have got water, the sunlight, is that sufficient? Yeah?
Their idea of the arrangement is that everything is meant for man, for his exploitation and enjoyment.
Huh?
Everything is meant for man, he's the chief living entity. That's their understanding of the arrangement. The tree may have to do this, but we can drink it another way.
Man is
there is some superhuman. He must do like that. He must do like that. Call it nature. We accept that. We also say that Bhagavan, Krishna says, Prakriti Kirmana Iguni Karman Sarvas. Everything is being done by the direction of Prakriti, nature. So, nature is superior than you. You have to accept. Because you are being directed by nature.
Their hope is that they can become superior to nature.
That is asking. That is asking. There is the foolishness. Because the Kiyamanani, Gunai Karmani, Ahankara Vimulatma. Bhakta Aham Iti Manate. This aspect is being dictated by nature, but he's thinking that I am the Lord. Ahankara Vimula Asa. Vimula. Praskara. Ahankara. By self-conceit. Falsely he's thinking that I am the Lord. Or I shall be able to do it, you know. This is it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please.
That so much control has been gained. Now we can fly all over the world.
So much control, that is another thing. But not control. So much control means no control. Controlled by nature, that he cannot refuse. That is foolishness. Now, let's look at how nature is working. There is also reply in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya Takshema Prabhupada is working. The material nature is working, is present. We are also taking the advantage of material nature to be of this. Here is us. But we can take this us and make it into brick and make a skyscraper building. So, then it is not that the us itself is going to become a skyscraper building. I am a living entity, I am utilizing. So, nature means these five elements, the eight elements. So, that is being manipulated by another living entity. It's like the aeroplane, is it? The combination of some matter. But it is being worked out by the manufacturer, by the pilot. Therefore, that driver of the aeroplane, of the manufacturer, is superior. So, superior to the material nature. This is the point. Our position is that we are being controlled by the material nature. And material nature is controlled by Krishna. So the sense is that one who is at all sensible, that after all the controller is Krishna. So why not directly handle the controller? This is why through the material nature? have to be controlled. I'm being controlled by the material nature. And material nature is being controlled by Krishna. So I'm not being directly controlled. This is good.
Krishna is benevolent.
Huh?
Krishna is benevolent and the material nature is not.
No, material nature is like you don't care for government, then you'll be controlled by the jail superintendent. That's all. You'll be controlled. You cannot be free. But if you deny directly the control of the government, then you must be controlled by the criminal department. By force. This is your position.
Either be controlled by love or by force.
Huh?
Everyone has a choice to either be controlled by love or by force.
What about love? There is no love.
No, but
force.
Krishna.
Yeah, there is love. That's why you are being controlled by me. And there is no force. Voluntarily, out of love. I'm not paying you. Still, if I say something immediately, do why? There is love. Yes.
One actually understands the distinction. Is it possible that he will still choose to be controlled by the material nature?
Huh? Yes, he has already chosen. But he's foolish. He does not know. He thinks that I am now independent of the Supreme Lord. But because he's foolish, he cannot understand that you are not independent. You are being controlled by another agent of. And because, although he is being controlled, he is thinking I am free. Therefore, he is using illusion. This is called illusion. Illusion means something which is not fact. That is illusion. So this material is the so-called scientist. He's thinking there is no God. We are independent. So many things, like rascal, they are thinking. Foolish, rascal, childish. And that is this. Ahamkara Bhimuratma, therefore this very word is used. Bhimuratma. Befooled rascal. Actually, he's being controlled by material nature. So how to get out of this material nature? That is explained. Mami Vaja Prabhadanti, Mayami Kaam Saranti. As soon as the rascal surrenders unto me, immediately he is out of control. How these rascals, scientists, philosophers, politicians can recruit the challengers? Is it possible?
Yes.
Huh?
Very true.
That is my rascal. They do not actually understand the fact. How they can defeat? Every moment they are controlled by the material nature. Every step.
Thing is that they do not realize they're in illusion. They do not.
That is that way. Therefore, we say they are rascals. They do not realize the fact. Therefore, rascal means who do not understand the real fact.
They say that we are also under the control of nature.
Huh?
They don't see that we, that the devotee is actually free of the material nature.
Yes.
They say, well, we also, we have to die, we have to go out there.
But we admit that. But you don't admit that. That's all your fools. We admit that, yes, we are under control. That is the difference between you and me. But you don't admit. That's all your fools.
Usually they admit.
Huh?
Usually they admit that the death is certain.
Hmm.
But the thing is that they say that you can't do anything about it.
Hmm? That means you are under control. You are not independent.
But we say, surrender to Krishna, you can become free. And they say, no, I don't see that.
Huh? That's what I say. that a sensible man is that I am controlled. I am controlled by some other agent, Krishna. So why not be controlled directly by Krishna? Resistance. I cannot be independent. Just like the government. If somebody says, I don't agree to be controlled by them, then government will kick with police, with military. And that is our position. We are being kicked by the agent of government, material nature. Desiring in different ways to become controller or enjoyer, and you are being offered different facilities, then different types of body, birth and death. So, because they have no sense, they have accepted this process. So, by the force of nature, you wanted to desire. You desire this thing, alright, take this body. You wanted to eat without discrimination, alright, take this body of a pig and eat. It's true. And it makes us live. So, therefore, he's changing. Taking to a Brahmanda from the Kono Bhagavan, you see, he's going on changing. You are this way, that way, that way, that way. But he's not in it. He says, how I can stop this change? That is it. Now, at every time, there are so many nice facilities. But you cannot enjoy them. By nature's force, you have to change. What you can do? Today you are living in the 24th floor of the skyscraper, and tomorrow you may become a rat in that. How you can change? It is not in that form. The rat is also in the same room, and you are also in the same room. Who has made this rat? So they say, the bug is also there, the mosquito is also there, the leader is also there. So many bodies, they are in the same room, but the enjoyment is not the same. Leader's enjoyment is not exactly like the occupier of the room.
So they say that because life is temporary, let's live it up.
That is foolish. Another foolish. You are beating me with your shoes. That's all right. It is temporary.
That's all right.
Let me go on suffering. That is foolishness. He does not think that while I have been subjected to be beaten by shoes, inside. All right, I do not mind. It is temporary. That is foolish.
But they think that instead of being beaten, that they're having fun. That it's pleasurable.
Yes.
They think,
that is another Maya's illusion. Unless he thinks it is pleasurable, how he can tolerate? Just as a pig eating stew, everyone is saying, But unless he thinks it is pleasurable, how he can eat? That is another concession of Maya. Pratyabhatmita, Aburanatmita, his power by illusion. He is accepting the most abominable thing, but he is thinking of enjoying. This is dhamma.
Sometimes we tell them that this life is only full of misery, and they say, what do you mean?
No, that is a foolishness. That is a foolishness. They do not know, they do not distinguish what is misery and what is happiness. They have no sense, no brain. And that is the foolishness.
So we can convince them by pointing out?
We cannot convince them because they are so rascals, so foolish, that they have no brain to understand what is the distinction. They have no brain, just like cats and dogs. That is their fallen condition.
They believe that this misery is good.
Yes, that I explained. Unless they believe it is good, how they can be put into misery? Just like some of the thieves, they go to jail They think it is very nice. We haven't got to earn. We are getting food here, free of charge. It is very nice place. It is my father-in-law's house. Unless they believe, how they can tolerate such tribulations. The warning is true. He believes this is enough. You take it from the stool, put it here. No, it will go again. It thinks it is pleasurable. That is your position. Therefore, they have been described as Mura. Ramana is speaking of Mura, Prabhupada Singha. When they believe, oh, it is not good, that is a good fortune. Then they are possible. That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vai brahmanda bhramite kano bhagavan. When they come to that fortunate position, that is first class.
How does one become bhagavan?
Bhagavan, opulent. If you earn money, you become Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the word has come from Bhagavan. And Bhagavan means opulence. Six kinds of opulence. With this, Vishadjasya Samagrasya, Vishadjasya Samagrasya, Vishadjasya Samagrasya. So, one, what they say, all these things, not exactly like Bhagavan, but partially, according to his position, he's not Bhagavan.
But in this verse that you just quoted, Erupe Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhajavan, how does one become to the stage of being
Bhagavan? We are making them Bhagavan. We are giving them service, how to become Bhagavan. We are spending our blood, gallons of blood, to make them Bhagavan. This is the sacrifice of the devotees. Just like you are poor, somebody rich man comes, all right, take $1 million from me. You will get immediately rich. So it is the devotee's sacrifice that does it. Just like Vasudev, Doctor, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Lord, you have done, take away all these people, unfortunate people, back to home, back to God. If you think they are so inglorious, they cannot be kept, then give me all their sins to me, I shall suffer. And that is Buddha. We are sacrificed everything for this unfortunate reluctance. Therefore, they are becoming very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna says, Nasadasmaat Mishri. Those are sacrificing everything for giving, making fortunate this reluctance. They become immediately very, very dear to Krishna. That's like, if a rich man gives his money for public welfare, immediately he is recognized by the government. Yes, he is giving some tax. Why? Because he has given his position for the benefit of the public. Similarly, the devotees, they are distributing their position to these unfortunate people. Therefore, he is immediately recognized. That is the fact. But devotee does not want any recognition. But he knows that my Lord wants this rascal to go back to home. Back. So let me try. He knows this. mind of the master. Otherwise, how the master comes and canvasses? Sarvadhan Mahatma said to Mami, he has no business, but he wants that this rascal's suffering in his material condition. They are my part and parcel myself. Let me try. And the devotee understands that my Lord wants it, so let me do it on his behalf. Therefore, the devotee is so dear. Thanks.